Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show you love to turn up real loud. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. Oh, yeah, now my 40th year on the air. I'm the metal man, Sean Rocks. 1974 Elks Hoop Shoot Free Throw Champion. Also, pretty dang good arm wrestler back in the day, and I'll still take you on today. No problem. Welcome to the beginning of the month we love to call March Madness as we escape the doldrums of January. Well, the doldrums of February. January had the Super Bowl, so it's not very doldrummy, is it? No. February is the doldrums, and March is the madness. And as we think about March Madness, let's think about the Montana Tech Ore Diggers, our local college team, who has, well, they were on a run, started out 15-2, then some injuries, some illnesses on the team the past 2 weeks, a four-game slide. I'm not sure when the last time the Ore Diggers lost four games in a row, but I'm sure it's been a long time ago. Anyway, the kids are getting off the sick list and off the injury list, and they come back and smoked Western the other night by 20, saying, hey, we're okay. Anyway, ranked 15th in the country. I'm sure the four-game losing streak knocked them a little farther down this week. But anyway, they're on their way to a national title run. They've been on the cusp the past couple of years. Now, with some seasoned veterans in the lineup, looks like they might bring home the title to the title town. Butte High and Butte Central getting ready for divisionals, state runs themselves. We will keep an eye on them and keep you up to date on them as them tournaments proceed to come upon us. In the national scene, the NBA, it's all Laker talk right now as LeBron and Luka now are on a six-game tear, and LeBron James is playing like an MVP. He's 1 point shy of 50,000. He's on my Mount Rushmore basketball players. My Mount Rushmore is Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Every time you watch LeBron play right now, you're watching someone that's up there on Mount Rushmore. So savor it. Every second you get to see this guy play, he's lights out. And playing as good as ever at 40, 41 years old. That's crazy. The way he's kept himself in shape, he spends millions of dollars on that and utilizes it to its fullest. Imagine if Wilt Chamberlain had all the stuff that LeBron has to his beck and call to keep in shape, the nutrition, the equipment, the hyperbaric chambers. I'll tell you what, Wilt Chamberlain would have averaged 70 points a game in today's NBA. 70. He would have been unstoppable with modern day technology, 7'1". Anyway, LeBron James and the Lakers are on a tear, and it looks like they are going to be the team to beat for the NBA title this year. No one was talking that before Luka. Now, it's Luka time in L.A. All right. I'm Sean Rocks, reminding you that if it's nice out, go outside and play. And if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, won't you? Until next week, For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am reminding you that my Metal Shop Radio is now in its 40th year of bashing heads in. Every Saturday night, 8 p.m., primetime heavy metal. Join me, won't you? Until then, for everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am Sean Rocks, Rocky Doodle Doo, Magic Seanson, LaShawn James, Sean Jovi, my kids call me Daddy-O. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. Peace, love, and dare I say, hard rock and roll!